This message is brought to you by Worship Radio 247. Please visit our website at www.worshipradio247.org, where you can find out more about us and listen to our live broadcast.
Worship Radio 247, David's Daily Devotional.
Welcome to the Daily Devotional today. The Daily Devotional Special and Part 28. And we continue our series, Resolving Conflict. And before I begin, I just want to pray. Father, I pray in Jesus' name, with all that is in me, that your wonderful, beautiful children are being changed by your word. Lord, that they are changing the way they think. And they are beginning to realize that within them they have the power to stop conflict. And to begin a brand new life, a life full of peace and your love and your glory, as they turn to you and worship, as they turn to you and glorify your name, and as they turn to you and say, Lord God Almighty, I love you and I adore you. Today, we take a look at Matthew, the 18th chapter, and verses 21 and 22. It simply says this: Then Peter came to him, Peter came to Jesus, and asked, Lord, how often should I forgive someone who sins against me? Seven times? And Jesus says, no, not seven times, but 70 times seven. 70 times seven. Before I go any further, I know I don't have to tell you this, but Jesus wasn't saying, no, you need to forgive a person 77 times. No more than that. And after the 78th time, no, it's all over. No, Jesus is making a point. And he's saying to Peter, the number is incalculable. He just used that term, 70 times 7, to show him how ridiculous the number 7 was. He's saying you just need to forgive. You have to forgive. When he taught us to pray, Jesus said these words: Forgive us our sins, as we forgive those who sin against us. He didn't say, forgive us our sins, as we forgive those who sin against us, but if they sin any more than 77 times, nope, we don't forgive. Jesus didn't say that. He said, forgive us our sins as we forgive. Ask yourself this question. How many times have you sinned in your life? I have no clue how old you are. But how many times have you sinned? How many times have you done wrong before Almighty God? And how many times have you asked for forgiveness? It's many, many more than 77 times, believe you me. And yet God continues to forgive. And yet we must continue to forgive. Now this is the point. And in resolving conflict, quite often, there is conflict because someone has done something against us, or we have done something against someone else. And we need to say, look, I'm sorry. I'm so sorry. Think of that time when you've done something to someone you love, yet you've done it over and over and over and over again, and still you say sorry. By virtue of the fact that you say, I'm sorry, you are resolving conflict right there. That person can say, no, I'm not going to forgive you. I'm never going to forgive you for that. And they can go on and on and on, and they can carry on and on and on ad infinitum. It makes no difference. You've said those words, I am sorry. And for you, the conflict is over. Because you have asked for forgiveness, the conflict is over. The chain is broken right there. That is why forgiveness was so important to the Lord Jesus Christ. That is why when you read very carefully, when he teaches us to pray in Matthew the 6th chapter, if you continue on down to verse 14, Jesus is very clear when he says, if you do not forgive, my Father in heaven will not forgive you. But if you forgive, my Father in heaven will forgive you. In other words, he goes through this prayer, how we are supposed to pray. And then in verse 14, he reiterates forgiveness. He highlights forgiveness. And he does it for a reason. He's showing us how to resolve conflict. He's saying to us, beloved, all you've got to do to resolve this conflict is to ask simply for forgiveness. It's so important. And beloved, we don't all get it right. There was a time some years ago, I had just written my book, O Love That Will Not Let Me Go. And it had just come back from the printers and had been sent out to select number of people as pre-orders or pre-copies. And someone who was a great friend of mine and still is, who was a prayer partner, she received that book. I didn't know she'd received it. But this particular morning, someone said something to me that was so painful and so hurtful, I couldn't forgive them. I just couldn't. I thought, I just can't forgive that. That's an awful thing to say. I just can't forgive that. And I'll tell you this, to this day, I can't remember what it was that that person said to me. No idea. Not a clue. Because it's been forgiven and it's gone. But the reason I'm telling you this story is that I got to that place where I could not forgive. I just couldn't do it. And so I rang my prayer partner and I said, look, I'm in trouble. This person has said this to me. I don't know what to do. I cannot forgive. And she said to me, have you read your book? I said, well, I wrote my book. She said, then go and get a copy and read for me chapter 11. and I had to sit on the telephone and read the entire chapter, chapter 11, all about forgiveness. I had to read the whole thing. And I knew what was coming, and I was crying, and she said, fight through it, carry on going, and I carried on reading until I got to the prayer at the end, and then I stumbled, and she said, no, you carry on and say those words. And I said, in the name of Jesus, with my will, I will forgive, and I said the name of the person. And it was gone. The burden was gone. The burden had been lifted. It was almost like, well, I knew the truth. I knew what I'm supposed to do. I know what I'm supposed to do when I need to forgive someone. But this time, no, I couldn't do it. I can't do it. No, I'm sorry, I can't forgive you. And that was about to set up some conflict with this person. Until I released that person in forgiveness. And I said, with my will, I will forgive. I cannot forgive with my emotion. I am not able to. But with my will, I can forgive. And so I forgave with my will. And the conflict was over. Beloved, it's so important. It's so necessary that we understand how important forgiveness is. When Peter comes to Jesus and says, Lord, how often should I forgive someone who sins against me? Seven times? I know in Peter's mind there was someone he needed to forgive and couldn't. So Jesus just said, no, not seven times. 70 times seven. We need to keep forgiving. As you listen to this broadcast, maybe you're at that point that you need to forgive someone close, like a father or a mother, and you've never been able to do it before. I was preaching in church a couple of weeks ago, and as I was bringing this word on forgiveness, a woman forgave her mother that she had held unforgiveness for, watch this, for 73 years. And she released her that day. Her life started anew. If you need to forgive with your will, just say these words now. With my will, Lord God Almighty, I forgive. Then say the name of the person. And then say these words, in Jesus' name, be released. Amen and amen. Thank you, Lord. If you'd like to write to me, you can do that. studio@worshipradio247.org. That is the email address. And just say these words, I forgave. Amen and amen.